With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hot town summer in the city. Welcome, everybody, to the Football Ramble. Germany gubbed Latvia and Big Dunk doesn't fancy Madrid. It's Tuesday, 8th of June. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Good to have you with us, everybody. We've got the big brass owl back in the building and a little loving spoonful of Pete Donaldson.
Nobody wants to eat that spoonful.
It's a big old scoop of Donny.
It is. Rather deflated Donny today.
Why is that, pal?
Hungover, mate.
Oh, yeah. Well, have I got news for you? I know you're sort of thinking, oh, but it's another, what, three or four sleeps until the Euros, yeah. But we've had some international football. We've got a little sprinkling more.
We have.
Yes. Did you watch Germany gub those Latvian suckers 7-1?
No, I was watching Serbia-Jamaica, played in Japan, of course.
Of course it was.
Of course I was.
A 1-1 draw.
Who knows why they're even doing that? I don't know.
It was a credible draw
it's
for those
state
Jamaicans.
Of emergency. How did they get in? Sorry,
it's
Mark.
Good they to think know. It was the Olympics.
It's good to know that there is no pandemic too big to flatten the postseason tour away with the lads.
My goodness.
Damn right.
What is
Damn
going right. on there? Yeah, so yeah, good draw for Serbia even. I don't know what state Jamaica are in at the moment. Obviously, Serbia disappointed that they're not going to be in the Euros.
They had three goalkeepers.
What, on the pitch?
Three goalkeepers in the 18-man squad.
Oh, they should have taken the 26-man squad. Just really get into the vibe. Mm. Andy, Germany beat Latvia 7-1. I do like a scoreline when one team gets a goal, but they get a goal.
That's right. One. And, of course, I do love a scoreline where a team, like maybe less than a week before the Euros, gets a hugely inflated sense of their own worth through playing substandard opposition.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Faroe Islands?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, beat Liechtenstein 5-1, their biggest ever win, Andy.
Yeah.
They're having a great year.
Pretty good.
They're on the green list, I believe.
They're going to be in the new James Bond.
Get yourself over there.
Big time.
The Pharaohs. My goodness, what a win. But Germany, yeah, they beat Latvia 7-1. Even Timo Werner scored. Lol.
he was only on for like 3 or 4 minutes before he scored. Almost straight away.
I don't want to tempt fate. I've talked about this before. And when it's that people start plotting England's journey through the tournament, I think, let's just get through the group. Let's just, every game as it comes. But of course, England, if they do win the group, they would then play the second place team of Germany's group.
Right. Yes.
And Timo Werner will inevitably score the winning goal.
I think he will inevitably score 6 or 7 in the group stages, as I was saying yesterday, just to annoy Chelsea fans.
No, I think so. And the
he's
more,
been saving them up.
The more superstitious and worrisome among them. That's, of course, if England get through the group. Okay. Let's just cover it, Andy. So I don't want to take any of the blame here.
Almost kind of a good one. My God.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Manuel Neuer as well, becoming the first Germany goalkeeper to reach 100 caps. I knew there was a little bit more admin to do in that section before we start.
It turns out that Gundogan is much more effective when he doesn't play defensive midfield.
Well, I was about to say, hopefully they'll start with him in this in that position, and it might give Hungary, Portugal, and France a bit more of a chance.
He scored his first. Did he score two? I can't remember. There's so many goals in that match.
He might have done, probably.
It was beautiful.
It was one, but it was worth two.
Yeah. It was a beauty.
Yeah, Germany facing France in the Euros opener on the 15th of June. France really have messed this up, haven't they? Not being one of the seeded sides because of their, you know, they sort of messed that up. You think to yourself, why is that group looking like that? Why could, you know, as I say, in England's group, one of the teams from that group potentially play? It's all because they messed it up, Andy, didn't they?
All down to the French.
Yes.
I'd not even considered the possibility of England versus Germany in Dublin. So I'm very much out on Germany in this tournament.
You think they're rubbish?
I wouldn't go
You're
as
writing
far,
them off.
I wouldn't go as far as to say rubbish.
Yeah, I was a bit hasty there.
They've not got a defence to do anything in this tournament.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Unlike England.
Yeah, and exactly. So where's their Ben White? That's the question. It's interesting because they played with this back three against Latvia that gets the best out of Rudiger, that allows Kimmich to play as a right wing back, which kind of, like, I guess, sates him because he doesn't really want to play at right back. Mm-hmm. And yet they put him in a position where they're really short of manpower at the moment and where he can do a really good job. He can still contribute in an attacking sense. I think once it starts, they're a little bit vulnerable against very good opposition.
Oh, Andy's hot Andy. Oi, oi. You're saying that to Lothar Matthäus on the Ramble Meets, were you? Giving it the big licks on here.
All right, Lothar. Looking forward to another first round exit at a major tournament, aren't we, big boy?
well worth a listen, the Ramble Meet. The Ramble Meet raffle. Why have we never done that? Ramble Meets raffle.
I tell you what. We'd do it in a pub up north. But that is Germany facing France. I mean, of course, they faced each other in the semi-finals in the previous Euros. But it's the thing with the Euros. They throw up some of these fixtures, don't they? It's tasty. But the reason why France are not seeded is because Ukraine are. It might not have been on that basis.
You like Ukraine, don't you?
I think they do. They beat Cyprus 4-0, Peter. You know, they're no mugs.
They've got their shirt with the Crimea included. Nice, I like it.
Astounding. Unbelievable. I actually work for the Foreign Office. I was quite surprised to hear that.
I like it. It's bold.
Have you got it in the post?
It's a good shirt, to be fair. It's a lovely look.
It is a nice one, yeah. I think.
Why couldn't they just superimpose a lion's face on it like everyone else
they're
does?
They're not even, Cameroon, that's
even
why.
Even if they have no connection with a lion. It's very popular.
Uh-huh, that's true. I think Ukraine could surprise a few people. They're in a group which they could progress from. Because isn't it like, doesn't everybody progress from the groups at the moment in this tournament?
It's tough not to.
Yeah, it is.
I agree with you. I think Ukraine can make top two. I think Ukraine should make top two in their group. I mean, you know, whether them or the Netherlands finish top, I don't know. But
North Macedonia, Andy, having a bit of them?
they won in Germany in recent memory in a game that counted.
I know, but sadly Germany aren't in there. Euros group, because by the sounds of things, they'd absolutely batter them.
And Andy, can I get on the turkey train with you?
Yes, you most
Thank
certainly
you.
Uh-huh. may.
I'll be in the dining car.
Yeah, the food would be good there, though. Let's say that. Of course, England's chances. I'm getting a bit concerned about the defensive situation with England's chances. Yeah, Gareth Southgate said it's impossible to predict when Harry Maguire will be fit enough to play. So is he just going to chuck him in if he's impossible to predict? I tell you what, one player, there's a couple of players, English centre-halves, that we never mentioned playing Italy. You've got Tomori, of course, who never really got a mention around this. And Chris Smalling, who's had a good season, Andy.
He's not had a great season, actually.
He's not had a good season.
Andy, has he had a good season?
Yeah.
Marcus, has he had a good season?
Pete, what I'm trying to do is just get us onto the fact that he and his girlfriend have claimed they saw a UFO on Sunday night.
Right, okay.
Okay, I don't get he's not
has,
in
he good, has he had a good UFO sighting?
That's all we're interested in here.
Was it the one who took El Diego? Remember he said he disappeared for 3 days and then got put back? It's like, you just had a party, mate.
Of all the people. Like, do you know what I mean? If it was like somebody really... Like if Gary Neville went, I disappeared for 3 days. Someone quite straight-laced, you go, yeah, we should probably look into that. What are your theories on
Tino
that?
Tino or El Diego? You'd be like, yeah, fine. Fine. Absolutely fine.
Don't know where I was for 3 days. Oh, was it just 3 days? Normally you're gone longer.
I'd put on a bit of timber. The tractor beam took ages.
Well, yeah, apparently so. His girlfriend Sam said about the UFO that they definitely saw. It was too small to get on film, now was it? But Chris could see it rotating with lights flashing all around. And then making the claim on her Instagram, she said, I promise we were not on magic mushrooms or anything, but me and Chris Smalling, love how she put his surname, saw the craziest UFO last night. So presumably, though, if she's put in an adjective like crazy in front of that, they've perhaps seen more.
I guess so.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think they're on holiday in Jamaica, weren't they? So
okay.
Would they see more at home? Would they see more when they're away?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That is true. You see more shooting stars when you're not in the London area because of the light pollution. Maybe right. Something to do with that. You never know. Talking of London, Thomas Tuchel's going to be staying around for a while. He's extended his contract at Chelsea for another 2 years. Considering that he did win the Champions League, Peter, you'd say that's a decent bit of business.
I'd have given him a Thomas Treacle. Would you? Or an Aitkel. Do a Pardew. Yeah. Give him an Aitkel.
I wonder if he met Abramovich for the second time when he got given that contract. Because the first time we met was on the pitch in the Champions League final with the trophy in his hands, of course. He's been living in a hotel for the past 5 months, Andy. Do you think he's going to move into a swanky Chelsea apartment?
Well, yes, he's bringing his family over. Well, it's a swanky Cobham apartment, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's bringing his family
there's no
over
apartments
from...
in Cobham, by the way. All detached houses down there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's bringing his family over from Paris, isn't he?
Oh, right. They stayed in Paris.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was the idea of him getting them on the pitch after the Champions League finally. It was like, yeah, Roman, I won't be able to do with an apartment. You'll have to provide me with a full house.
Did he do?
I'm bringing the family. These are them.
The Damned United was on the other night. Did he do a Brian Clough? So when he was about to sign the contract, he went, you've got to move my family over as well. And we want 2 weeks holiday on you somewhere hot. You know, was it a bit like that?
Yeah, pretty much. But of course, this was a condition of him, like, you know, if he won the Champions League, he'd get an extension.
Right.
Which is, you know, your preemptive gold watch for when they fire him in like 10 months' time.
Was that what he was really celebrating?
Yeah.
Imagine that at the end. You must be delighted. Yes, I've just got a new
security
contract.
I'll have 3 months more of this. I'll get a payout.
Yeah. Thiago Silva and Olivier Giroud's contracts were extended as well.
Apparently Giroud's not that delighted about that.
Well, I was about to say,
it's interesting the way that automatic extensions are triggered. They're always triggered, but at the same time you will get people using the wrong verb and saying Olivier Giroud has penned an extension to his contract. He's definitely not penned it.
No.
He's definitely not penned it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a signing situation, he'd be going, I haven't got a pen.
Right? I've not brought one.
You'd write it in Tippex if you really wanted to be sure.
Is it like a smart signing for Chelsea at a time where they're not guaranteed who they're going to be able to bring in, if anyone? And he scored a hatful in the Champions League. And
that was under Frank Lampard. Nice that's the trouble, Pete. I think Frank Lampard got the best out of Olivier Giroud.
So basically, he's waiting to see where
he just played him more.
Lampard lands.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I mean, Thiago Silva, obviously, he's getting on a bit, but you can't deny what he did with Chelsea. So that makes sense to extend the contract, you'd say.
Exactly. Hell of a cheerleader as well.
Hell of a cheerleader.
Who'd have thought Beckham, Bauer and David May were the same person?
Not I. That is news to me.
It's amazing. I think it'll be interesting.
Giroud is an interesting one, though.
It'll be interesting to see what he does, because it seems that he's very upset about, even though he's being publicly quite magnanimous about it, about being bumped by Benzema. Now, possibly in his head, that's, well, if I'd have played more over the last couple of years, because he has been walking a tightrope, while there's been no real competition for that sort of player in the France team, while he's been a unicorn, it's been fine that, you know, Deschamps has cut him a bit of slack for not playing that much at club level. But now Benzema's come along. He's like, ah, shit.
Come along?
Should I have been playing more?
33-year-old Benzema's just come along.
That's right.
Rocked up.
The barrier has been removed, I think you're fine. I mean, Giroud, all he got out of it was a World Cup winner's medal. But I take the point, of course. You know, he'll still have wanted to be involved. Well, the reports, Peter, when you talk about, you know, who they might sign or will Giroud play, the reports are that Chelsea have opened talks over a move for Erling Haaland, which could cost them $170 million.
Yeah, Raiola was saying that... they say that his parent club do not want to sell this summer. I respect this opinion, but what does not automatically mean that I also agree.
170 mil, you say? Yes, I think we could. It was apparently Tammy Abraham could be part of the deal.
Yeah.
I for one can't wait for the initiation. I mean, he's going to sing a hell of a lot better than Jude Bellingham did. Do you remember when Jude Bellingham did his initiation? Yeah. He had to stand on a chair and sing something.
It was
so bad. That I think Jadon Sancho dropped the phone because he was laughing so much about how bad it was. But of course, we'll remember from vintage initiations. I mean, Roque Mesa did a great one. I think he did We Are the Champions because he had the Freddie Mercury moustache.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
when he was at Swansea. Mm. And he was standing on one of these chairs, which obviously...
They rock back and forth.
Moves a bit. So it would have been the best preseason injury of all time. But Tammy Abraham, when
he can sing though.
When he went to Swansea, he did End of the Road by Boyz II Men. Incredible.
It was very good.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Do you know what though?
I'm thinking 99 Luftballons.
If you want. What about Life is Life?
La, 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 la.
Get a bit of that one.
I love
a bit of that in Germany.
No, we want Tammy to be able to show
up. I've been looking Tammy for is freedom. Model,
yeah, there we go. We've got a winner, Marcus.
Bit of the Hoff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking for freedom.
Get in my car. Isn't that one?
Jump in my car. How do you and I both know that?
We love the Hoff.
Yeah, that's true.
All I can say is that's really sinister and it doesn't have the reunification vibes either.
No, he said get in my car. No. I'm going to sneak you over the border.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, look, you've got to have songs for both sides. One was that, you know, looking for freedom. The other one was, you know, in the interest of the Stasi. Perhaps.
Either way, it feels it would fit better after a loan move to Hertha Berlin.
Lovely.
A relatively unsuccessful loan move to Hertha Berlin.
Indeed, yeah. Gentlemen, let us move on to the reports that apparently big Duncan Ferguson has rejected an opportunity to join Carlo Ancelotti at Real Madrid. Now, I'm glad Dunk's staying here because we like Big Dunk and we want him close to us. Not that close, of course. But I like seeing him in the Premier League. But the thought of him being on the sidelines at the Bernabeu.
I mean,
we've lost out there.
He's sticking around for the Everton job and I just don't think he's going to get it.
I agree with you.
It's sad,
I don't think he's going to get that.
Get yourself some meat and patatas bravas. Be lovely.
Exactly. Learn from Paul Clement. You know, can you imagine Big Dunk rocking up at the Bernabeu? Was that like Carlo Ancelotti's idea? You know, obviously, what's his name? Burgos and Diego Simeone formed that sort of deadly duo. Was that what Carlo Ancelotti thought? Right, I'm going to bring my henchmen over here.
That would have been something.
We're going to take La Liga by storm.
Of course, Burgos has since left.
Like, he has, yes.
He's been replaced by Nelson Bibas. So it's really disappointing. Imagine a league in which like Burgos and Big Dunk were number twos. Yeah. In the same city.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
It is a bit of a shame to see Duncan Ferguson not there because, I mean.
There's rumours of like Everton, Tottenham, Pirlo, and it's like, I mean, he's not going to get it. He's not going to get it.
I don't think he's going to get it either. Duncan. It is a bit of a shame, but there we are. We've missed out there. Mm. But talking of Real Madrid, Real Madrid, what's the latest on them in the European Super League? Are they sort of still in it? Are they still. You know, because old, what's his name, Perez, is he still flying the
flag? It's got to be a very, very slow climb down for Florentino, and not just because of his advancing years. He's someone who's not used to being publicly embarrassed.
Right.
And he has been publicly embarrassed on a global scale. So firstly, he has to understand that. Mm. And secondly, he has to find a way to kind of try and back out of it gracefully, which is not hard. This is not easy when you're surrounded by people going, it was a brilliant idea. It wasn't you. It was them.
Do you think he's basically got to come up with something? Oh, do you know what? Actually, I've realised that, yeah, I don't want it. I never loved her anyway. I'm better off without her, you know, that kind of thing. And then he has to kind of... Maybe Big Dunk was thinking, I'm not going to a club that was going to be European Super League. You know, he's a
That's,
bit more...
I suspect that was exactly what he was
sticking
thinking.
To his principles. Yeah. Alexander Seferin, his criticism of Barcelona, Real Madrid and Juventus over the European Super League, is I think it's been taken to a new level. Because he said about Andrea Agnelli, obviously the Juventus bigwig chap, said, in my eyes, Andrea Agnelli no longer exists. I mean,
he did deleted.
Yeah.
He did already call him a snake in a press conference. I'm not sure it gets any more.
No, but not even, he doesn't even have snake that. Status anymore. He doesn't exist.
Really?
That is quite terrifying.
Driven out.
As There's the no skin left to shed.
As the president of any kind of body, Peter, ever right. said to
I
you,
thought you meant as a president of any kind of body, yes.
As they ever said, Pete Donaldson doesn't exist
doesn't
anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. It's about as strong as it gets, isn't it? You've been, every trace of you has been wiped from memories.
Yeah, you would have to do everything in your power to make sure that everyone knew you still existed, if you see what I mean.
I like is it Agnelli's Wikipedia, where he went to a college in Oxford, I believe.
Ooh.
And under every listing of where he went to college in Oxford, it's like, not the university, not the university,
really?
Not the university.
Oxford Brookes.
Yeah, it wasn't even Brooks. It was just some weird one that does YTSs or something. Interesting.
But Barcelona, we've not heard much of them on the European Super League. But Andy, is Memphis Depay going to be rocking up at Barcelona?
Well, it
your
looks
bay
as,
and mine.
Exactly. It looks as if I might be about to get gazumped again after Wijnaldum, which is pretty impressive.
Oh, right.
So Juventus, it seems, have offered Memphis more money.
Ooh, they're arguing amongst themselves, ESL teams.
So anyway, if we can go backwards, and Alexander Seferin's criticism of Barcelona, Real Madrid and Juventus over the European Super League. the three clubs who, we need this financial boost to save football. We need this financial boost so we can outbid each other on free transfers for players who are very good but not quite elite level.
Amazing. Mm. Absolutely blown out of that. Well, because they've got Sergio Aguero rocking up at Barcelona very soon, haven't they?
Mm.
Unless he's already... In fact, he's already there.
He is
he cleared
there.
Out? I don't know. I assume Gary Neville's apartment. He's probably renting off him.
They had this very strange video of him. And I like it when social tries to find new levels. But they had this one of, like, I mean, it might not even have been the real Camp Nou dressing room. It might have been, you know, like the fake one at the Bernabeu that they show the tourists around.
Right.
That's next to, it's an exact replica of the dressing room next to the dressing room.
I've been there, Andy. And I suspected it was a fake. As I punched through the wall and went, there you are, you see, it's through there.
The Truman Show featuring me, Marcus Feller. I can't smell any Raljex.
Yeah. They said, here's a European Cup to take on you. Well, this is a fake, isn't it? I've got loads of them, just help
I
yourself.
I washed my hands in Cristiano Ronaldo's sink and my feet started getting wet. But they had this video where it was, they showed Aguero basically coming in, taking his gear off and getting into his Barcelona kit. And it was done in this really weird voyeuristic way.
Did you see his pants?
No, actually, they...
So what's wrong with you? Are you on heat? What's going on?
I just... It's very hot.
They cut the bit between him... Like, he was there in his, shirtless with his trousers on, and all of a sudden he's got the shorts on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just... It's very odd to film a man taking his clothes off. As you say, it's very voyeuristic, to say the least.
It's a bit Baldwin.
It's a bit Porky's. A Baldwin in
Sliver.
Sliver, yeah.
Oh dear, it's all those things.
We're basically going for the same film.
Sliver
now.
Is a pop culture reference that I use so much, and I presume you do as well. But it's not.
Unfortunately,
it wasn't a celebrated film. Nobody watched that film. But we remember maybe the UB40. Was it a UB40 music video that had the clips from that?
It was.
Red one.
ITV4 will never forget.
That's a Channel 5 job, if ever there was one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Marcus, going back to Memphis Depay, do you reckon he's in the middle of negotiations and he just turns around and shows his big lion tattoo on his back and spooks them into paying more money? I think that's what's going on here.
Either that or his calves.
Yes, exactly.
Jack
Grealish-esque.
They're underrated calves.
Yeah. Right. But I'm going to have a Google.
I have to say...
Who's got overrated calves, Andy?
Not Gareth Bale.
Okay.
Sugar. I don't know.
Oh, dear me. Are you having a little Google?
I'm having a little Google. Wow. He's got, like, muscles on the front of his leg. It's... Wow.
What, shin muscles?
I mean, yeah, he's got shin muscles. Sorry. People have muscles in the front of their leg. I don't want to spook anyone out.
You don't really see them, though, because of the shin. They're that big, they're sort of...
Yeah, these are... Oh,
right, okay. We'll have a good look at them in the break, Peter. And we'll be back when Peter's done.
So dry.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Bernie Katz was fun, he was kind. When he walked in, the room just lit up.
And there was something magical about this young man that just had a glint in his eye, that didn't give a shit about anything, but loved everything.
My first impressions were of a huge, vibrant and outgoing personality, all hugs, grins, extravagant language and wild attire.
Always in a leopard skin jacket, whirling around like a windmill. I know, she's a character. I don't know if those people exist anymore. They're sort of dying out. Everything's changed.
It is a bank holiday weekend in London, the late summer of 2017. The streets around Kentish Town, just north of the city and halfway towards Hampstead Heath, are unusually quiet. That evening, in a small, converted flat, just a 15-minute bus ride from King's Cross Station, Bernie Katz, pocket-sized and long-standing front-of-house manager of London's Groucho Club, is found dead by his landlord.
I said to him, what happened? You know, and he said, we are not talking about it. And yes, there have been the rumours. We've all heard. I mean, what did I hear specifically? That he was murdered.
His relationship with his father was so toxic. He hated the idea that his son was gay. His right. Dad was a proper gangster. Bernie came down, there was a car far from. Guy blows his dad's head off.
They're all part of the same fetid, seething, self-referential nest of vipers that I think the Groucho have become.
Was Bernie depressive? I think yes. When alone, a condition he rarely sought, he had demons that flew about his head.
I get a call from Bernie and he is in £20,000 worth of debt with the Albanian gangsters in Soho. We all collected and paid the debt.
The way that the Albanians operate is very, very peculiar because they did not operate like any other mafia in Europe.
I've never been able to establish exactly what happened and why, but whatever it was so wrong.
Bernie, who killed the Prince of Soho? Listen now. A Stack production, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Always believe in the soul.
No, you're getting up there.
You got the power to know. Indestructible. Always believe it. Carlton Cole.
Cole.
Was that Carlton Cole's initiation song, was it?
I always think it's Luke singing that.
Yeah, I know that.
I always think it's Luke singing that.
Hello.
Luke will be very unhappy that you suggesting that he sings that badly.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe payback for the time where we watched El Clasico at my flat many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And
we had egg thing. What the Spanish people eat,
Oh,
we?
Tortilla.
Tortilla, we had tortilla.
Yeah, and Luke,
we got leathered.
Luke stayed playing Nelly songs on an acoustic guitar far past the point where I wanted him to leave.
Oh, yes.
If you want to come and take a ride with me. Oh, wonderful.
And you've kept that to yourself for all these years.
Did you go get the guitar? Did he go home for it?
This is it. This is like 2010. Yeah. 11, maybe?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
He wouldn't have known you that well either. He just sort of sat in your house playing Nelly songs.
He knew him well enough.
If you want to go into Garam with me.
Oh, what a revelation, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Speaking of me,
I got a friend with a look in the basement.
Soul, heart, and hair. Right. Speaking of music, let's have an email jingle from Phil. It's going to be a lovely old time.
Email.
It's going to be a
sexy,
ripping off a vicious,
sexy white front.
Sweet
sausages.
More Kevin Keegan.
More Carlo Ancelotti.
More sausages
and less eyebrows.
Is that an email jingle again?
Party, party, party. Really strange tempo.
Email.
Hear me now. Oh yes.
That was amazing. It sounds like it was made on Nathan Barley's phone.
It does. Very much does.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. It's the bass on that. Boom, boom, boom.
No. All right, Andy, I believe you got the first email.
I do. It's from Adam Cousins. It says, following some recent penalty shootouts and with the Euros coming up, I have a theory that goalkeepers have it so easy when it comes to penalties. When the penalty taker misses, they get a lot of stick, although the odd... occasional Pizza Hut sponsorship deal too, correct? Mm. But there is very little discussion about the keepers when they get nowhere near penalties. I don't think you listened to the one we did after the Europa League final. I'm not saying football needs to villainise more people or look for individual scapegoats, but considering the keepers are facing 5+ penalties and have so much data on where penalty takers might place their shot, I occasionally think some should do better.
Oh, do you?
That's quite,
Adam.
You know, maybe that is the polite way that people should have approached it with David De Gea.
It is.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, actually, because if you actually... Seldom does one actually sort of put the ball down and take a penalty to the proper keeper in goal, and you actually... It isn't the kind of, you know, 90-10 scenario you think in the attacker's favour. I'd say it's probably 70-30.
What, because goalkeepers are bigger nowadays?
I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking that it's... The target, I think that's the thing with the penalty. It's very well, it's perfectly spaced out. Those people who thought about the rules of football, they got it spot on with the penalties because the distance from the goal, the size of the goal and everything, it should be in the attacker's favour. But I would, you know, it's about a 70-30 in the attacker's favour.
And of course it's changed against goalkeepers because now they have to...
Stay on the line.
Yeah, totally stay on the line.
Yeah, they can move along the line though, I suppose. But I take your point. I know what you're saying. Do you think goalkeepers should do better?
I think goalkeepers are having to relearn how to face penalties, which is quite difficult.
Yeah, because staying on your line like that is People think, well,
the rules of the game. It's the rules of the game.
It is the rules of the game, Peter.
It's a real bugbear for me.
But it's why it's a lot of coaching, isn't it?
It is, but some goalkeepers might start just behind the line so they can leap forward onto the line.
Well, a lot of them are doing that now, aren't they? Which I think is a good idea. Yeah,
all right. Okay. Adam, we shall see what the European Championships throws up. The last Euros threw up an incredible penalty shootout between Italy and Germany, lest we forget. If you remember that, about what, two or three? It went, I think, 6-5.
Yeah,
and it went quite. If it went quite into sudden death, so
that's what we're going to be calling our Euro shows, the Euro throw up.
Not sudden death.
Got an email from Sean Cleaver. I know Sean Cleaver, lovely lad. On this week's Celebrity Gogglebox, Jimmy Carragher and Mika Richards were watching Jurassic Park, and Carragher looked genuinely shocked at what was happening in the film, as if he hadn't seen it before. Is this just a Liverpool team thing that people don't watch movies? Either way, what do you think the teams will be watching this year in camp, or will everyone be just playing Football Manager and sell Mbappe to Newcastle? Obviously, Antoine Griezmann, he's currently playing as Newcastle United. He's the ultimate. Yeah, he's playing as Newcastle United, and he's absolutely bossing it in
for some
manager.
Reason.
Yeah,
because there's that bit of them on the plane, isn't there?
Yes.
Where Mbappe spots that he's pointed out to him by Griezmann that he's signed him for Newcastle, and he's like, I don't want to go there; it was too cold.
Je suis dans le Pantheon du football anglais. It's a lovely shot.
There is a tiny bit of you that is slightly pleased and prideful that you've got Newcastle.
Remember when Berbatov was a Newcastle supporter when he was a kid or something? He had a Newcastle shirt. It's like, that's all it needs. It's all I need. Yeah. Don't even have to play for Newcastle. Uh-huh. Scant consolation.
Yeah. I mean, with regards to which films people might be saying, Harry Kane said recently that he's just started Game of Thrones. He says, that'll be finished by the end of the tournament.
So he's going to watch it while...
And I thought, well, Harry, you don't know. It depends how quickly you get through them. Because if we don't get through the group or in the second round...
But the problem, I think, there is that Danny Kelly has pointed out the other night that Domagoj Vida, the centre-back from Croatia, does look like a White Walker. So when they play Croatia at Wembley, is Kane going to be completely traumatised? It's like, that could kipper England's tournament. Yeah. Don't watch it, Harry. Yeah. Don't watch it.
I've no idea about that reference, but I'm sure you're right.
If they play in red, it'd be like the Red Wedding. Like, oh, God.
Are you waiting to start it in tandem with Harry?
I think
in solidarity.
He's going to send you a little message going, press play now, Marcus.
No spoilers. What episode are you up to? Oh, dear me. So, yes, get your nonsense into show@footballramble.com or tweet us @footballramble.
It's time for this.
I prefer to kill him.
I prefer to kill him. It's time for some pop, Antonio Conte. It's the game that's taking literally nowhere by sensation. We got some clues. Are you guys ready?
Oh, ready?
You know how to play this game by now. We all do. It's two footballers mashed together. Gavin McHugh came up with this with these two clues, actually. I played every minute of Great Britain's 2012 Olympic campaign, and I'm a Brazilian midfielder who was part of Man United's last Premier League and Champions League winning seasons.
Anderson. Ryan Giggs-Aunt, no. Craig Bell Anderson, no. Aaron Rams Anderson, no.
I was in direct films.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the British player. Was it Anderson?
Jack Butlanderson.
Oh,
wow. Needed more on Jack Butland there, I think.
Yeah.
But then every minute, I should probably kiss the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
I think we are.
Come on then. Back on the horse. I am a fullback who left Spurs in the summer of 2019, and I joined Spurs in the summer of 2020. We played against each other in last year's Nations League tournament. Fullback, left Spurs, 2019.
Danny Rose?
And I joined Spurs in the summer of 2020.
Kieran Trippier, Gio Reguilon.
Oh, if you've got that.
Oh, mate.
Honestly.
Kieran Trippier, Emil Højbjerg.
Oh,
so close! Striking out, but a gallant effort from the team, I would say.
I think Spurs fullbacks mixed up. Damn it all.
I prefer to kill him.
Changing subjects. Valencia. Now, you're aware that Valencia have a bat on their badge. DC Comics were quite put out by this when they, I don't know, did somebody sort of cotton on or just see it or something? Was somebody on holiday in Spain? They're like, hang on, what's that?
What's
is that,
that
one
about?
Of ours?
Yeah.
What? What
it's
is
annoying,
this?
Though, isn't it? That really boils my pee.
Yes.
It really bees my pee.
And it really, really should. After several years of negotiations, Valencia and DC Comics have come to a settlement over the club's use of the Batman symbol on its crest. Although, Is it the Batman symbol? Because it's been around longer. I think, has it not been around longer than Batman?
The club's been around longer than Batman.
Yeah. But what about the badge, the use of the bat?
Yeah, I think the bat's been there since the very beginning,
I think you might be right there. I remember them releasing quite a funny tweet about this going, you know, how old's Batman? This is how old we are. Up yours, or words to that effect, sort of thing.
34 Batman started.
Yeah. Well, he's 34, was he?
He's 34.
That's good for his age, isn't he? He never gets old. He's like the Phantom. He never gets old.
I think the muscles are part of the suit.
Is that right?
He might have a gut under it.
One of those stag do suits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the club will be able to use the design on all products, except on fictional characters that could be confused with Batman. Wasn't that the setup anyway?
The only fictional character they have related to the bat is this quite insane-looking cuddly bat in the Valencia kit.
Mm. I can't that's disrespectful to DC Comics.
Do you think they
were going to say it's disrespectful to bats? It might be disrespectful
to
bats.
When they won the Copa America a few years ago, they all went out on a night out and Ronald Koeman turned up as Batman. And this is what kickstarted this whole thing. At the beginning of the legal squabble, Valencia's lawyers said that when the club began to use the bat symbol in America, they were still chasing bison. So that's how long ago they feel the crest was there. So incredible. Speaking of older things, do you know who Enrico Ruggeri is?
I am reliably informed by the running order that he is a singer.
A 64-year-old singer who started his music career in the 1970s with punk band Decibel.
Decibel, that's a solid name, isn't
indeed, it? Yeah. Well, he's recently made his footballing career debut for ASD Sona in Serie D last Sunday.
64.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is, you've got to admire that, really, quite frankly. Yeah. I mean, he started in the 1-0 loss to Tritium Calcio. He came off after 9 minutes. Presumably pulled up with an injury. unless this is some PR stunt, I don't know. He joined up with the club in April after an invitation from the president. I love this. He said, "I'm a playmaker." He's unveiling. "I play behind the forwards. The president invited me to play and I accepted with enthusiasm this new adventure." And he was comforted by the fact that Maicon is there. 39-year-old Maicon is involved.
Great to see.
Lovely to know Maicon.
He's recently moved back to Italy.
Yeah, I'm to be honest with you, the way Maicon was as a player, or still is, you could argue, I thought he'd be like playing top tier Brazil or something like that. You know, Danny Alves, obviously Thiago Silva's not that far behind.
You get strong Cafu vibes off him, don't you?
Do. Yeah. Do you remember when Mourinho had to move Monday training to the evening because he just turned up drunk every Monday morning? Wonderful. Jose just went, "All right, we'll do Monday evening." Like, fine.
I love that. Oh, yeah. Well, he's incredible, though. Good to see Maicon still in business. But yeah, Enrico Ruggeri. He, I should say, though...
God, he's gone against North Korea.
What, Ruggeri?
Maicon.
Oh, yes.
Outside of the boat.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful stuff. If anyone is interested in his music career, he went solo in the 80s with his debut
Maicon.
Album. Yeah. His debut album, Peter? Champagne Molotov.
That's good.
It's quite nice, isn't
I mean,
it?
It's amazing, given that, you know, you wouldn't have had a Google random word generator in the 1980s.
Oh, it's well,
it's a bit Mannix, isn't it? It's a bit Mannix second album, isn't it?
I love the
fact... Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's very much so. I do love the fact that I'm a playmaker. I play behind the forwards. Imagine if they actually switched the formation. Well, we actually play with the more of a 4-3-3 with a flat three in the middle. But okay.
Simeone's not having that.
No, I think
he's like,
isn't.
You will learn to play left back.
Yeah. We'll play you out in the wing and I do expect you to do your doggies. All right. 64 years old. Marvellous. Marvellous, I tells you. What a way to end the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you agree. Before we go, we've got loads of juicy bonus content planned for the Euros, including a special Euros live stream this Thursday. We'll be answering all your questions about teams on the continent.
It's the Euro throw-up, baby!
Patreon.com/footballramble is where you can get that goodness. Lovely old job. On tomorrow's show, Kate, Jim and Luke will be in your ears talking about football primarily.
Ooh, cool.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Andy Brassel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Farewell.
And thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.